Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal, the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Everyone out there, I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Still cut out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of cutting out.
Okay, well, it could be Skype. We know we've had problems with that. Let's just see how it goes here on this very fine Blog Talk Radio and 106.5 if you're listening on Saturdays. Well,
you know,
what's
Pat,
going on?
Oh, not much. Am I still cutting out?
No.
Oh, we'll give it a minute. If not, I'll call in on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm good. I had a day and just been life goes on for all of us. I know you had a busy day, too.
Yeah, you're...
Lost you, Jason.
I'm going to call on the landline.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. I know I'm just going to call in on another line, but I do have... this is a roundtable session here this evening for Paranormal Horizons, and one of our friends of Paranormal Horizons is on. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you out there in sunny Florida?
Oh, it's finally warming up. It's going to get a little bit chilly, but not as chilly as last night.
Mm-hmm. Chilly.
We're supposed to get rain tomorrow, so
okay.
Rain for the grass.
yes. Hi, Jason. Hey, Kelly Jo has called in for the roundtable this evening, Jason. So she is also on the line right now.
Awesome. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited to get you back on. Like I've said before many times, you are just the most amazing psychic out there.
Aw, shucks.
You are incredible. The stuff that you do, the details that you let people know about their lives that you could not possibly know at all, I mean, you nail it on the head time and time again. So it's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I did want to let everyone know the chat room is open. Looks like there's a few people in there now, and we will monitor.
How do you make it work?
Well, let's see. I've never had to do it from, I do it from probably a different screen than you do, Kelly, because I'm the host of the show. Jason, do you know? I think you just go to the little chat.
Oh, it just popped on. It just popped.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes it takes a little while to pop on. I noticed logging in earlier that Blog Talk was really slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it's just slow internet connection and all of that. But yeah, another episode here of Paranormal Horizons. We're going to talk for about an hour. This is our monthly roundtable session. A few reminders. Next week we have a guest. Her name is Anna Simon. She's a psychic also, and she'll be on the show on February 10th. And then the week after that, I think we're going to do another paranormal parody, Jason, kind of a comedy show.
We are, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah,
for our comedy
be...
show, we've tracked down a lady who is absolutely, emphatically obsessed with a cast member of Ghost Adventures. And from the way it sounds to me, it sounds like a really unhealthy obsession. So I think we're going to learn a lot about the paranormal and probably mental illness as well.
Yeah, and that's also on happens to fall on February 17th, which is Mardi Gras, and so that'll be interesting. So yeah, look forward to that. And so Kelly and Jason, anything interesting going on that you guys know about in the, you know, paranormal world? I noticed on Facebook today, Kelly Jo, you did a little segment on angels that I really liked hearing about. I love angels and believe in them. We've talked a lot on this show about angels, so we can talk about that as well.
Okay.
Ooh, we need more angels. You know, it seems like we get a lot of demons, scary aliens, and poltergeists. I think we need to have a show that deals with angels and throw a little positive energy into the mix.
Well,
yeah,
go
ahead,
you
Kelly.
You can pray for any kind of angel that you need at any time. Like if you're taking a test, you can pray for a test angel. You know,
I need one for an anxiety angel. Is there one of those?
Just ask for one. Like my girlfriend was learning how to fly, and she wasn't doing too good. I said, "You're gonna crash."
No, that's not good.
I said, you really need to pray for a landing angel.
Did she learn how to land?
Yeah. After she prayed for her landing angel, she landed pretty as you please and knew how to land no problem.
Hmm.
And you can pray for a parking angel. I always have my parking angels out scouting for a good parking spot.
Is there a gambling angel? Because I like to play the fruit machines. Like, to help me win.
There probably is.
I'm going to try it next time, and I'll give you guys an update if I won more than you.
Okay.
Won. Yeah, but Jason, you need the test angel also because you're in school.
Oh, my God, I failed the test today. It's so bad. Actually, I kicked out of the classroom.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty bad.
Because
yeah.
You failed? They kicked
yeah.
you out?
Well, a bunch of us failed because the class is ridiculous and you have to get an 86% or you fail. So, you know, of course I didn't get 86% and a bunch of us didn't. So she's like, those that didn't pass the test can now leave. You know, like leave. So, like, okay, but whatever. I should have asked for a testing angel. Might have just got those few extra points I needed.
You know, and another thing about praying. When you pray for somebody, you always pray for their highest good. Because, like, if you're sitting there praying for somebody to be healed, they might need to pass on. And that's not nice.
So that can actually have an effect on somebody. If somebody's really sick, prayers
yep.
can kind of keep them in the living, even if they're not aware that people are praying for them?
Well, you know, if you're praying for them to be healed, they might need to pass on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you always pray for a person's highest good.
Right, that
highest
makes sense.
Good. Okay.
Yeah,
you aren't interfering with their karma. You know, you don't ever interfere with another person's karma.
Yeah.
Now, what if
absolutely
if there's a what if I say I don't really have an opinion on angels, but if somebody does not believe in angels, does that affect anything with the person in terms of getting aid from angels?
No.
You know, even when they're not asking for it?
Because everybody on the earth plane is born with a guardian angel. Nobody is without one.
And are guardian angels can those be, are those kind of angelic beings, or can those be people that have lived on the earth
guardian
in the past?
Angels of you or your spirit guide or whatever you want to call it have never been human.
Okay.
You know, but and two, like if you have your passed on relatives, if they are bossy on this side, they're going to be bossy on the other side.
I don't like bossy. I don't know about you, Pat, but I don't need bossy.
I'm married.
I mean, they can like, you know, they have permission to help out if need be, but, you know, their personality still, your soul personality still comes through.
Well, I find it all very fascinating.
Yeah, and we've heard things like that before too, Kelly Jo. Now, Jo, what about the high realm or the hierarchy of the angels, Archangel Michael, Raphael? What?
Well, now, that's not my forte, but I got another friend that really knows all the angels. But Michael is the Archangel, and he's the warrior angel. Remember the show with John Travolta? I'm not that kind of angel. He was a warrior angel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's warrior angels, there's different angels for healing, there's different angels for anything that you need.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too, and I'm a firm believer of asking angels for help.
And there's different realms of the angels. There's all different hierarchy of angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we ever be angels when we die? Or we just can't ever attain that level of ascension? I mean, can people ever reach that level? Or are we just always going to be humans and human
you
spirits?
Always, angels have to do the will of God, and souls always have free will.
Because I think being an angel would be really cool.
Well, you might be one someday, Jason.
You're allowed to help in spirit. You're always allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something alluring about having 6-foot-wide wings if angels actually have wings. And speaking of that, do angels actually have wings, or is that just something humanity?
It's what humanity put on them.
Oh.
Kind of the iconic figure. Yeah. Yeah. And in the idea that angels are flying around, but yeah, so but it works. It works for us humans,
but
that's for sure.
Move in a millisecond.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Kelly Jo, on a whole nother subject, what's your opinion about witches and modern day witches, which would be Wicca?
They work with the earth. You know,
yeah,
white
that's
witch
what I've
and
been
black
reading.
Witch. You know, there's the negative witch that try to manipulate and control, but then the white witch, they do good. You know, their motto is "Do what you will, harm none."
Right.
And
I've also
they basically
read that.
Work with the earth and herbs and healing
right.
And earth energy and.
Yeah, Wicca is an earth religion. I've got a little book here that I have in front of me. An accepting, open-minded faith that celebrates diversity and considers us all to be children of the same mother. Gender, age, race, sexual orientation, physical status, family background, or ethnic heritage are not important in Wicca. And I understand, too, that with the Wicca, they can either practice by themselves or they can join a group or a coven.
There's
but
solitary and group.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, I am not an expert on that either.
Right, right. Yeah, no, but I just find it's interesting, and I think that it's a very, I like the idea, you know, the elements kind of working with that and for the good, like you said, Kelly Jo, there's some that want to take this to a negative place, but we're talking about doing it from a positive, loving place, because I think there's a lot of power just in, you know, natural, the earth, the natural thing that we have available to us.
It makes sense to me. I really relate with, I'm not really into religion, but if there is one having to do with something, you know, worshiping the earth or whatever, that makes sense to me because the earth provides everything for us, you know. So if one
and the Native Americans believe that.
Yeah, and
right.
I think I have some Native American blood, but I don't know for sure because I'm adopted. I think I'm a mix of things, but I was born in New Mexico, so there might be some Native American blood in there. I also relate to that, yeah, the Native Americans.
Yeah, I think you have some Indian in you, Jason. So it looks like we have another caller, Jason. Should we bring them into the round table?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who it is. Hello, welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is R.L. Demery. I was just going to listen on the side there because I'm going to try to keep my cursing down to a minimum, but Lock Talk Radio bites the big one. I just want to let you know that.
It's got its problems.
This thing jams more times than the Xerox printer.
Oh, wait, I thought Xerox was good. Well, maybe they're not.
In the 70s it wasn't.
Well, thank you for calling into Paranormal Horizons,
yeah,
Ariel.
I missed your show in the beginning, so I have no idea what's going on. So I guess I'll have to catch and rerun if this thing allows me.
Well, it's a round table. We have Kelly Jo Monahan on the line.
Hello, Al.
Hi, Kelly.
Yeah, you guys know each other. We're just kind of talking about different subjects. We've been talking about angels and witches and whatever we want to chat about tonight. So what's going on in your world in the paranormal?
Not a heck of a lot, you know.
Really?
Just listening to what's going on with the other people and from other, you know, if you'll excuse the expression, ghost groups. And lately there seems to be some sort of high-stakes drama going on with regarding ghost boxes, and I have to sit there and I have to laugh. But, you know.
I've never seen more drama in any group, hobby, or anything than the paranormal. I really don't understand it.
It was a cutthroat business
out there.
I mean, think about it. It's still a cutthroat business because anytime somebody comes with something, somebody's got to one-up each other. It's just ego. And then I have to laugh when people talk about paranormal unity. I was like, ain't going to happen. I mean, unless you live in a fantasy world. Oh, looky. The Block Talk chat is back up. Whoa. I'm scared now.
Have you noticed that, Kelly Jo, about all the drama and the paranormal?
Yeah, they get really, really snarky and nasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
And it's not called for.
No, it's not.
We're here to help each other.
I mean, there is such a thing as paranormal bullying, and I believe it. I was, you know, I had this, it's a long story, but, how'd you like to have to deal with a gorilla-sized person there that literally threw me out of the group?
Out of a paranormal group?
Yeah.
He's making some bad karma for himself. Or herself.
Yeah, and there's some other paranormal groups that have the audacity to say that I'm weird. Right.
We're all weird, RL.
Yeah, but I mean,
especially.
To them, you know, I'm talking about the teetotaling cliques that, have the nerve to call themselves Long Island ghost groups.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's lawsuits going on out there. There's just a lot of nonsense, and I don't think there will ever be paranormal unity. There's too many egos involved. Everybody thinks they're right. Everybody has such a strong position on things. You have, you know, there's always the orb fight, you know. Orbs are ghosts, orbs are dust.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's a big orb fight about that. Yeah, there's a lot of things. I mean, you know.
They can't tell me an orb moving back and forth is dust. Dust don't go zip zip.
Yeah, they try to. I was like, yes, that's right. You keep wearing your horse blinders, and we'll keep doing what we do.
Have you ever seen an orb, Pat, in a picture you've taken?
Oh, yeah.
What's your stance on that? Do you think that it's just dust? Or?
No.
Oh, I think you're breaking up.
Oh, it's there. Okay.
I think Skype is having issues. For Blog Talk. But,
hey, Skype. The same people run with Microsoft.
Can you hear me now, Jason?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so my stance on orbs, I'm really not sure. I've talked to folks about them, that they're definitely energy, that they are. I've never really heard that they're spirits. But I've heard that they're energy. What's on it, Joe?
Well, I believe that they're spirits.
Okay.
We're just energy balls without bodies.
Yeah, I've seen orbs too, so she's what she's saying is true.
You know, and then before they manifest, all the orbs come together.
So what do you mean come together?
Because they're drawing energy to manifest. When you see an apparition.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, IRL. I talked over you. What were you saying?
That's okay. There's a delay in this thing. No, I completely agree with you. I mean, you can see orbs. I mean, they are real. I mean, some people say it's, you know, other stuff. And, you know, but you're absolutely right, though, when you described it.
So have you guys, Ariel and Kelly Jo, seen orbs just kind of in daily life or just in pictures? Or when have you seen an orb?
First of all, Pat, it's R period L period. Thank you. Second, yes, I've seen orbs twice. So they are
okay.
Real. So, first time was in a cemetery. And the second time, definitely when my brother was in the intensive care unit. So, yeah, they are real.
Okay.
And hospitals have all kinds of dead people running around.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
They never clean them.
Hang on a second, folks. So Pat, hang on a second. I want you to hear my brother's account here. Dennis? This is my brother, Dennis.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello. Well, I did see orbs. I mean, you know, I did see one when I was in the hospital. I was saying, boy, maybe they're giving me some kind of strong medication, but, you know, I said, no, that has to be an orb. And, you know, I was told that, you know, that was the my mother's spirit in the hospital. I said, well, that sounds very much like her, you know. She used to be an EMT. And, you know, she cared a lot, you know. And especially she knew what she was doing in the medical field, too, you know. Not a lot, but it wasn't a doctor or anything. But, you know, she did know her medicine, so I guess she was taking care of me in the hospital, you know.
What did it look like? I mean, so you saw it with your own eyes? Can you describe it?
Well, to me it looked like a dot of light floating. But the funny thing is, I had a mental image of my mother walking, you know, like a mental image. I didn't see anything like, you know, physical. It was like a mental image of my mother walking, you know, and it just like, you know, vanished. So, you know, if you would have seen it, you just would have seen a dot of light. I saw a dot of light, but I saw the mental image too. I said, oh, that has to be Mom, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it was, Dennis. That's pretty powerful, especially when you were in the hospital. I'm sure she wanted you to know that she was there.
Yeah. And I had, when I was in high school, now this is kind of weird. I did see two orbs, and I was sound asleep, and then I woke up. All of a sudden, you know, the sound, my TV set went on. And it was funny because I never turned it on. You know, I wasn't sleepwalking or nothing. My TV was on. But just as I saw that, I saw these two little balls of light. They were orbs, like just hovering near my bed. Sort of bouncing up and down a little bit. And then each one went in a separate direction, like zip, the trail, and disappeared. And so maybe they turned the TV on just to, you know, so I could see them, but, you know. Who they were, I have no idea, but, you know, I did see two orbs. It was like, it's kind of hard to describe. It's like two little balls of light, you know, with substance, you know, hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
And when I took off, it was like a trail of light.
Yeah, and, maybe it was an angel. Maybe it was angels.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah,
I like to think so.
I've seen stuff like that before on like when I've set up cameras and stuff. And incidentally, Pat, I didn't tell you about this. This is really unusual for me. Is in the last week, I've seen what I can only describe as a partial body apparitions in my apartment. It's freaking me out.
Well, tell us about it. What happened?
Just really quick. And then both times it was walking into in the same path, walking into this one particular bedroom, and it's caught me off guard because I normally don't see anything in my residence, and I'm a big skeptic to begin with, but I just thought it was a little weird because I definitely do not want to have – I don't want to be a ghost magnet. I don't want to talk to dead people. You know, I want to live a very boring, non-psychic lifestyle. I want it to be kittens and video games and kittens and video games, and I'll be happy. I don't want any sort of powers. I do want powers, but I just don't want to.
You're aware anywhere, Jason. I hate to tell you.
What was that?
You're aware, and you're psychic, and they're going to come to you because they're like, hi, you can see me.
I don't want to be aware. I want to be ignorant. Ignorant is bliss. Like
I'm
in the Matrix.
Well, did you have a question about the apparition, Jason? Did you get and you were freaked out?
Yeah, you kind of broke up there, but it does. I just got the end of that, but it just kind of freaks me out when I see stuff. But I'm a big skeptic. I second-guess myself, but it was fairly obvious. And I'd only seen something similar twice before that, but it was just weird because it was twice in 1 week. And I know when one of my wife's kids was younger, he said that there was a man that looked like Jesus standing in his room at night. So maybe there's something going on here. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. Sorry, everybody. It sounds like I'm skipping a bit.
Yes, the internet's being naughty. I don't know what's going on. I think the spirit world is interfering with your microphone or something.
Jason, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, just something I thought of, stuff. Like back in the 80s, even up to the 80s, I remember like the visions of the Virgin Mary and I think Medjugorje, Yugoslavia. You know, that had a lot of play in the newspapers, in the media. But have you or anyone on your panel ever heard of, the Virgin Mary appearing after that?
Yes.
Really?
Not me. I don't have any.
Yeah.
I see a lot of those stories where people like have images of the Virgin Mary on like toast. And stuff like that, but I have absolutely no exposure or experience with any kind of divine images like that, nor do I know anybody that has had an experience. But it sounds like Kelly Jones knows something about it.
I've had her come to me. She smells like roses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in a townhouse, and I heard 3 claps of thunder, and the whole room filled up with indigo purple. Like deep, deep indigo purple, and 3 claps of lightning, and then I heard a pop, and then I saw the Virgin Mary in my room.
Wow.
And she said, child, do not worry. And that was her message. It was so funny.
Wow.
And she did roses, and I call her Our Lady of the Roses.
Wow, yeah. My mother had like a devotion to the Virgin Mary, I thought that was interesting.
And she was in the blue vestment and she was just all shimmery, and then when she left, there was 3 claps of thunder and then she left.
Wow.
But the rose smell lingered.
Oh, that was
I love roses. So, hey, we got Joy Giggles on the line here, and I'm going to bring him in a second. Normally, halfway through the show, we play a commercial, and I have plenty to play, but I'm going to do something I've never actually done before, is I'm actually going to read a commercial live, and this will probably turn out to be a disaster, so be aware. So give me a second, and I'm going to do this live commercial here, and then we'll bring Joy on to join the conversation. And so that anybody listening that's not aware, Joy has a Blog Talk Radio channel. It's blogtalkradio.com/Joy Giggles, and they have a lot of great shows that support a lot of causes out there, like RSD. So I have a little promotional, and I'll just say it live. So here we go. Hello, everyone. Joy Giggles Aquilino is ecstatic and delighted to air this popular show with panelists Scott Northcott, Matt Snyder, and Amy Stewart Hale. We are also inviting a new panelist on with us, Keith Irvin. JGF is hugely supportive of the Q for Art, that's the show. This is a great community-minded organization, and the necessity of sustainability of our resources via design, engineering, architecture, production, and the manufacturing of ideas, concepts, and visions that will benefit us and our world. Using a different wide-variety forms of energy, such as solar, wind, and water, in a responsible and energy-efficient way, the show can be listen to at 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Times on Wednesdays, and again, it's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Joey Giggles. So I want to make sure and put this out there if anybody's looking for other Blog Talk Radio shows out there and want to listen and help support some of the great causes that they do on the Q for Art show, and they've also got Supernatural Gallery and just about everything. You just want to check out his channel on Blog Talk Radio. My little live commercial. So I'm going to bring Joy Giggles on.
Hey!
Joey!
Good job!
Hey, Joey. Thanks for joining us, Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Good.
Good, good.
Did the snow let up? Has the snow let up at all out there?
Oh, yeah, for now, and then we're supposed to get something on Thursday, and then Sunday and Monday, another two storms coming up, so. Yep.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of snow out there, so. Yeah, we've been talking about paranormal drama, we've been talking about orbs, angels, witches, all kinds of interesting stuff.
Oh, I've been listening.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Dennis's story about, you know, when he was in the hospital and the orbs showed up and he had also had a vision of his mother. I think that that was very significant. So thank you, Dennis, for sharing that.
Wait, the orbs, hang on a second. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cool. Okay. So what's going on in your world, Joey?
What's going on in my world? Oh, man, just a lot of things. I'm telling you, a lot of very busy, you know, but getting it done. Just so everybody knows, the QU for Art show actually is postponed until March. just so everybody knows, unfortunately, I found out today that the main co-host for that show is ill, and he asked me to cancel the shows for this month. So QU for Arc will be back next month, beginning of March, just so everybody knows. And Jason, good job. You read it very well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for people that don't know, I do make a lot of the promotions for Joey's channel, and it's a pleasure, and I'm part of his organization, so we both support each other and enjoy doing it, and it's really, he really does some great stuff out there with pain syndromes and stuff like that, so it's a good thing to support.
Yeah, definitely. I you know, and Jason just recently became our director of JGF Entertainment. We're really happy to have him aboard. You know, we got a lot of channels coming up, especially the paranormal channel, right, RL? We got a nice paranormal channel coming up for everybody. And RL is actually the head of the JGF Paranormal. And we're going to have a lot of different shows on there, too. So come on, take a listen. I think it's going to be cool. So what I wanted to talk about, you know, being that we were talking about, I guess, witches and, you know, and I guess orbs and all kinds of stuff like that, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff is controversial, but if you believe in it, and if you actually see it's not really controversial, you know. I mean, for me, you know, I believe in all of that stuff. You know, I believe in the afterlife. I believe in all of that stuff, you know.
I do too, Joey.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
You know, and Joey, to your point about when you see it, you believe it. And it is hard for some people to say, oh, I've never seen a ghost, so I don't believe in them. And I can relate to that. But there's so many people that I talk to in my life and on this show that validates all these things that it's just got to be true. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, me per se, I never seen a ghost, but I still believe in it, you know. For me, you just feel the presence, you know, because I'm an empath, so you just feel the presence, you know what I'm saying? And you know that, you know, people are around you, or, you know, you know that, you know, these entities are around, you know.
Right, you can't see it, but you can feel it.
Well, yeah, being an empath, I could definitely feel, you know, emotions, and I could feel, you know, that type of stuff, you know. Yeah, Killing Joe, she goes, I see dead people. Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Yeah. That would be scary, but interesting, you know.
Nah,
that's
not scary.
No.
Yeah, I'm with Joey on that. It's scary. I do not want to see dead people.
Hello. This is Dennis again.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi. I was, you know, you're talking about ghosts and stuff. Do you mind if I tell you just a slight my ghost story?
No, not at all. Go for it.
Sure.
Well, this is the only time I ever saw a ghost. And let me tell you, this is weird. My neighbor across the street died. Okay, this went way back, you know, about 20 years ago or so. Anyway, he, you know, and so I was just happy to be looking out the window toward, you know, like, his yard, and, like, his kids were, like, all, you know, I guess ready to go to the funeral home, you know, for the wake. And, you know, I just, you know, sitting there and saying, boy, those poor kids, they just lost their father. I lost my father maybe, like, 2 years before, you know, so I was, like, sympathizing with them. And just at that moment, I saw him, you know, the father, and it was unmistakable because he was a very tall, slender man. But he was walking, like, you know, like, but like very, like, large strides. And he had a tweed jacket and a tweed cap on. And I said, oh, my God, there he is. And I was following him until he went, like, behind this tree of the other neighbor's yard, and he just vanished.
Wow.
And I'm going, oh, boy. You know, I said, do I tell anybody? You know, they'll think I'm crazy. But not tell my mother. I said, yeah, see, look over here. And I'm saying, wait a minute. That's impossible. I couldn't have seen him. Because, first of all, the other neighbor in front of him had a broken door, screen door. It's like a solid green, you know, one of those old wooden screen doors, and the thing, like, kept flapping open, so it was, like, open. But I couldn't have seen him through that, and, like, off the side, there's, like, a huge rhododendron bush we could really hardly see through. I'm saying, how could I have seen him if, you know, the vision was blocked? And I'm going, oh, my God, yeah, I'm replaying in my mind, and I'm saying, you know something? He looked kind of two-dimensional, and, you know, like, two-dimensional and faded out, and I'm saying, you know, I said, oh, my God, he's, you know, I actually did see a ghost, But, you know, I wasn't scared. I mean, I think he had a very high vibration to him. And, you know, it was like a feeling of, like, peace and happiness. You know, I looked at him and, you know, I wasn't scared at all. It was like, you know, well, there he is, but, you know, wasn't scared at all. So anyway, I told my mother about this, you know, and I said, you watch. When we go to the wake, he's going to be wearing his tweed coat and, you know, his cap. Well, I didn't see the cap, but we did see the tweed coat. My mother was looking at me like, whoa, you know. I said, I have to tell his widow, but I said, you know, I can't do that. You know, she might freak out or not believe me or stuff. But that's my ghost story right there. The only time I ever saw a ghost, but, you know, I wasn't scared. He wasn't, you know. And I only talked to the guy once, I think, of mine, since he lived there, you know, because he was, I just never saw him, you know. Maybe saw him on occasion, but I only talked to him once the whole time that he lived there. And so I really didn't know him, but I could see him. You know, he was tall, thin, but he was two-dimensional, like faded out. Like you would have like one of these like paper dolls, and if they moved, it's kind of weird to describe. But that was it, but I wasn't scared at all. It was like a happy, peaceful feeling.
I don't think I've ever seen anything that detailed before, but it sure, when you see something like that, it sure makes you think.
And I think when we have those moments when we see something like that, and Kelly Jo, you've got more insight on this than I do, but I think either our third eye is open or we've just had this moment of maybe it was meant for us to see them, who knows why, but it just, yeah, it happens and we shouldn't invalidate it.
Right.
I'm not sure. Yeah, you know, I think I have seen spirits here and there. And I wanted to ask you, Kelly Jo, do you think that spirits come to us in dreams?
Yes, absolutely. There's a spiritual garden and a spiritual restaurant that you meet your dead people in.
I have very scary dreams, so that makes me nervous. Then a lot of bad things must visit me in my dreams.
I could actually believe that they come to you in your dreams, sure.
Go ahead, Joy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could actually, you know, believe, you know, in that because, you know, I've had experiences, you know, where I would have, you know, dreams and they would, you know, appear and they would be telling me things, you know, in my dream, you know, and...
People that you knew that had passed to the other side that came to you in the dreams?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And most of them come in, like, all white, you know, because, you know, they're in heaven, you know, which I'm happy about, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of my family members in black yet, so I'm happy about that. You know, but every time I see them, they're like angelic, like an angelic type figure, you know, without the wings, of course, you know.
I see them in real life. I see them in real clothes, what they wore and all that, you know,
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've kind of seen them like in their best. I mean, like,
right.
Like maybe when they were, you know, younger and,
in their prime.
You know, yeah, their prime. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for, Kelly Jo. And of course, you know, the person, you know, I recently had lost my husband last year and he has come to me a couple of times and I've gotten validation, you know, talked to some other psychics that I know. And it was, you know, in that kind of situation, it's been pretty heavy. But I've appreciated that it was, you know, it made me happy that I was able to, you know, somehow get some communication that way because it was a, you know, it was a sad experience. And, of course, anybody's death is, so.
Well, yeah.
So my question would be on the dreams thing is how do you differentiate between just having a dream, because you're going to dream about loved ones, versus being actually visited and, you know, having a communication. Is there a difference, or any way to tell?
The colors are more vivid. It's like smell of vision, taste of vision, feel of vision, hear of vision.
that makes sense. So it'll be a lot
very
more vivid.
Vivid
of a dream.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and I think, you know, dreams, sometimes I think, well, I know, at least for me, normal dreams can be very abstract when I remember them. And I don't really remember a lot of dreams. Yes, we know we dream, but if I do wake up and I remember a dream, it's like usually really bizarre. And I've read dream books and the symbolisms mean certain things and all of that. But when you have a dream, when there's someone specific in it, that's really different, Jason, because you wake up remembering it. You're like, or at the time I woke up right after it happened. Did that happen to you, Joey? I totally remembered it.
Well, there was some times where I definitely remembered it, and I also remembered the vivid colors and also a lot of symbolism that stood out in the dreams. You remember some of that, and like you said about the dream books, you go to the dream books, and then you read to see, you know, what those things actually were in your dream. You know, I dream in color a lot of the time, you know, which is very vivid colors, you know. So. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But and I think when someone comes to you in a dream too, it's also a feeling, and the feeling, because what I heard, Kelly Jo, is that the spirit cannot, they don't really talk, and that's what happened to me in my dreams. My husband, he didn't speak, but it was a feeling and the way he looked and the emotion, but there wasn't any words exchanged. So
that's how you personally communicate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
You know, it's how you sense what it is. You know, and a lot of it's telepathy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I find it really interesting. I really do. You know, I guess the whole idea of, you know, a medium, you know, you, Kelly Jo, you know, I mean, like, actually hearing, you know, or you know, they're talking to you almost, you know, and
well,
telling you things.
And it's... I mean, I had a girlfriend get pissed off at me because her boyfriend died, and he came and visited me.
Really? Wow.
And he didn't come visit her.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
Well, that wasn't your fault.
Right. Well, he told me that when he died, he was going to come visit me. I said, come on by.
Come on by.
And he did. He showed up. He was a motorcycle guy. He died of cancer. And he showed up in his black leathers, as he was now. And he came and he goes, I'm going to pinch your toe. And he came and got my toe and pinched it. And for the life of me, I can't remember his name because I've had so many people pass. But he was tall, thin, and he had white, blonde hair. And he was a sweetheart.
So, Kelly Jo. Yeah, Kelly Jo. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I just. How do you sleep at night? Like, if some spirits are touching me,
I have to tell them to leave me alone. The whole room fills up.
The whole room fills up. Wow.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my question. How do you deal with it? You know.
I can turn it off and on.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'll have whispers and talking all night.
I bet.
Yeah.
They'll talk to me till the cows come home.
And they'll just keep talking to you.
I think that was an interesting point because I've heard other psychics say the same thing that, you know, the room fills up with people, blah, 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 and they have to just, you know, learn how to shut them out because otherwise they'll just keep them up all night or saying, oh, I need, you know, give little Johnny a message or... You know, tell my husband this or that, and it would drive them crazy, so they learn how to block them out.
And the same thing when you do readings, people want to know about their dead people, but a lot of times they're young people, and there ain't no old people that know who the dead people are. So it don't do any good to have the dead people come talk because they don't know who the dead people are.
So Kelly Jo, do they sing to you too, like in the movie Ghost? Henry
oh,
the
yeah.
Eighth?
I get songs all the time. I have to go ask really old people what the song's, the next line of the song is.
Okay.
Really?
I got a
like,
question for you.
Yeah.
This happens in spurts, like days on end, and I was really wondering about it. I thought maybe I just had an overactive imagination. But I wear earplugs when I go to sleep, and I can hear two sides of just random conversation. Like, I can hear what they're talking about, but it's not like I'm hearing it. It's like in my head, and I'll just lay there, and I'll listen to this random. It's really bizarre. Am I going schizo, or is there
no,
like some ability?
No, you're really hearing conversation. You're picking up with your third eye and your third ear.
Third ear.
And then it
well,
just
your
stops,
psychic ear.
Like,
that's what I mean by third ear.
Oh, okay.
And what you're doing is you're hearing land ghosts that was in your house before. Say, may the man that showed up in your house is somebody that was on the land. And you're hearing the woman, man and woman have conversation.
I know a man did. I did hear a long time ago that somebody did own this land. This is a big apartment complex, but that his ghost has been sighted. So I think you're, again, hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah. So you could do like a land title search and find out who the owner was before the apartment building. That's who the dude and lady is.
So that's the conversation I've been hearing?
Yep, you're hearing, you know, like married couples sitting there talking about daily stuff.
Yeah, it's so, yeah, it's just boring randomness. I just,
right, it's just daily conversation, like you and your wife talking.
Oh, God, I'm going to, like, end up being a ghost magnet eventually.
If you think there's a ghost, you, like, have, like, that feeling, like, you know, like, maybe, you know, as you said, like a land ghost, now that you have a house on top of it, is there like a part of the house where you feel like kind of like uneasy?
I don't get a vibe here, but there have been things that have happened in the past that made me wonder. Objects have just seemingly fallen off stuff where it didn't seem like there was any way they could have done that. But it's been quiet the last several years with the exception of a week ago.
Yeah, I've had strange things in my house. As I said, like northeast corner of my house, on you know either from the basement first and second floor, you know, always even since I was a little child, I'd always get like an uneasy feeling in that area, and I don't know why. You know, it's just weird. Maybe it has something to do with the land. I don't know.
Yeah, you actually probably feel the energy and the. You know, I mean, like I said, I feel energies, you know, in my house, out of my house, you know, I'm always feeling energy of live people and dead people. So, yeah. So.
Well, we're all just electric anyway. We're just all energy.
That's it. That's it.
True.
You
yeah,
know,
definitely.
Why do you think a ghost is floating above the floor? It's where the land used to be.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because if you see them floating and their feet ain't touching the ground, they're walking either on the land that was there or a structure or floor that was there. And when you see them go through a wall, it's usually where there was a door.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well,
I
noticed that we're running out of time here. I did want to mention, I didn't want to forget that, like I said, Kelly Jo is amazing, and she has a show on the JGF network, Medium Readings. Is that correct?
Yes.
So where people can call in and get a reading, and Kelly Jo has done it on this show a couple times, and I have to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. I'm not even kidding. So if
yeah,
not, they want to catch that
minds.
Show. Yeah, how can they catch that show? When is that?
It's going to be... Joey, is it February
26th? February 26th, yes. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Well, everyone, we thank you so much for calling into the roundtable this evening of Paranormal Horizons here on Blog Talk Radio, KITC-FM 106.5 and KNCP 107.3. Go ahead, Jason. I think you wanted to say something.
Oh, I lost my train of thought. Another thing I'd like to get, if Kelly's willing, is to have her come on again sometime and do a call-in reading show, because that was a lot of fun if she'd be willing to do that again.
I'd love to. It's so fun to do that.
And
yeah.
It's so popular. Anytime Kelly Jo has a show, everything is slammed. Get a lot of callers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you. Last show, she had 44 callers. So.
Yeah. Boy, was I flying.
You were flying. You were doing great.
Yeah, but it took me 2 hours to come down after that.
I bet. You were probably flying high after that.
I was flying high. I don't need drugs.
Well,
yes,
Joey
Giggles.
Yes, I would
love to be on your show.
Awesome. Well, Joey Giggles,
awesome.
Kelly Jo Monahan, RL, Dennis, thank you so much for calling in tonight on Paranormal Horizons. We'll be back on next Tuesday with Anna Simon to talk about some psychic medium interesting stuff as well. So,
thank you. Have a wonderful night, guys.
All right.
Thank you guys for calling in.
Take care.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank everybody.
Good night.
All right, good night. All right, Jason. That was interesting. Good conversation there.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of covered the whole gambit there with orbs, angels, hauntings, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. And it seems that we always kind of get back to talking about the spirits and the ghosts. That just keeps coming up a lot, which, again, I said this early in the show, validates that for me, that there definitely are, you know, that energy, spirits, whatever you want to call it, that definitely are, you know, part of our world. It's, yes, people pass on, but whatever reason, you know, they have the ability to come back and help us hang around. We've got angels hanging around. We have a lot of help, Jason. We need to take advantage of it, don't we?
We do, and now I'm hearing voices occasionally. So, and she hit that right on the head, because she didn't know the history of this place. I knew that there was a man here that had passed away, and I'd heard when we first moved in here years ago that his ghost had been sighted. And what's interesting, as I start thinking about these conversations that come in spurts, days at a time, and I want to say the other end of the conversation is a female. So I think she's right again on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is fascinating that you're suddenly hearing these voices, which Kelly Jo told you also earlier in the show that you can't deny it, that you know you have empathic abilities and all of that. So hence you're hearing those voices or those conversations, which could just be, you know, a residual energy from that apartment. We've talked to folks about that as well, that sometimes there's just still energy hanging around, which I don't fully understand, but there's a very interesting book called The Divine Matrix, which talks about some of that type of stuff. We'll have to explore that in one of our shows in the near future. But I did want to remind everyone that this show is played at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Saturdays on KITC-FM 106.5 or KITCFM.com, and also KNCP, also KNCPFM.com. So check out the repeat of this show, and you can download any show on Blog Talk. blog talk radio sorry Jason and so this show
day.
Or any show. Yeah, I know it has been a long day, but so happy to talk to everybody out there on the East Coast. We had Kelly Jo in Florida with you know, she said it might rain, but I don't think it was very cold. And then we had the folks in Joey in New York and who are just getting blasted with snow. So we really thank them for participating with us this evening.
And you can blame me for the audio issues. I think I jinxed the show because normally we broadcast the show together.
Yeah.
And, we didn't do that tonight, so we'll have to make sure we're together next time.
Yeah, you had a busy schedule, but I also notice with Skype that sometimes when you have more than one person on Skype, it does skip. I had that problem today with a business meeting, so I'm going to blame it on Skype. Sorry, Skype.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll blame Skype tonight.
Yeah.
But it sounds
all
good
right,
now.
Jason. Yeah, it sure does. And so we apologize for the techie problems, but everybody, thanks for tuning in, as always, to Paranormal Horizons. We'll talk to you next week with some very interesting information about the paranormal.
Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.